You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello there and welcome to this edition of the Irish Podcast on Tuesday, September the 27th. A little bit of a Brucey bonus for William Hill Radio listeners. The abandonment of air means that we are going to be covering Ferry House in the programme this afternoon. We've got a decent card as well, with the highlight of the day coming in the shape of the Blenheim Stakes, which is a listed contest over 6 furlongs. That is race 3. As I said, 7 races beginning at 2:15. Going to be run on very, very testing ground today at Ferry House. It's soft, heavy in places at time of recording, and I don't think it'll be drying out too much too soon either. Moving on to that first race then, the 2:15, which is a 6 furlong maiden for 2-year-olds. And Eight Now Bronze got a decent representation here with, of course, Spirit of Valour. First time off the shelf, this Son of Warfront has been well found in the market. But being by a Son of Warfront, you'd imagine the heavy ground might just be counted against him today. So therefore, I'm going to pass him over in favour of his stabber companion, Circus Ring, who's a colt by Fast Net Rock. And he ran a night-catching race first time up behind stabber companion Courage Under Fire a week ago at Nace. That was over an inadequate-looking 5 furlongs, as this colt did all his best work in the end in the hands of Shami Heffernan, without being unduly punished either. And that kindness that he was shown that day hopefully will be rewarded this afternoon with a much more professional performance. He's got a nice draw in track 5. And hopefully he'll handle the underfoot condition. So Circus Ring is the choice in race number 1.
Race 2.
On to the second race then. And this is one of many tricky looking handicaps here this afternoon today at Ferry House. This one's a 6 furlong nursery. The two that catch the eye here are Twist of Magic and Catch a Wave. Twist of Magic tried to make all the running last time out at Nace, like he did the time before at Damroar when he was successful in the first time Eye Shield. And dropping back to 6 furlongs, given that the pace he shows, shouldn't trouble this set filly by Arcano. So I do think John Fiend's Twist of Magic is probably the one to beat. But I quite like Catch a Wave, gelding by Approve, who also, similarly to the favourite, has been making the running, or trying to make the running over a mile. He did so to good effect 2 starts ago at Biddlestown. And he travelled really well last time out at Listowel in the heavy ground, but he just didn't quite get home under the testing conditions that day. So I do think it's a wise move by Kevin Prendergast to drop him down in trip. He's got a high cruising speed. And with Dylan Hogan taking off a valuable £7 to ease that burden of 9 stone 10, I'd expect Catch a Wave to at least give the favourite Twist of Magic something to think about there in race number 2.
Race number 3.
On to race number 3 then, which is the highlight of the afternoon. It's the listed Blenheim Stakes 6 furlong contest for 2-year-olds. Quite a disappointing turnout quality-wise, you'd have to say. None of these have got a rating over the 100 mark. And Eight Now Bronze, again, looks to have a very strong hand here. Leo Minor would have been the automatic choice had the ground been a little bit better than what he's going to encounter this afternoon. He was hugely unlucky last time out at the Curragh when he was noted travelling well up against the Stanside Rail, but he got no run. So he can really rub that run off his dance card. Prior to that, he was really good at Nace when he quickened up well to beat subsequent winner Novadeo. As I said, being a Son of Warfront, the ground just might be the detrimental factor to his chances today. So I'm going to pass him over in favour of his stabber companion, Instan, who caught the eye last time out with a good win in the Curragh in a very competitive nursery, where he travelled really well and stayed on very strongly in the latter stage of that race to win with a little bit more in hand than the official margin suggested. Back in third was a horse called Joyce Compton from the William McCreary stable, has gone on to boost that form a couple of times over. So even though he's probably got a little bit to find on the official figures this stand, I quite like his attitude. I think he's a strong stone. He really does dig deep and find plenty off the bridle. And more importantly, he's got form on soft ground, which could count for plenty in the latter stages. So Istan is the choice in race number 3.
Race 4.
On to race 4 then, and this is an absolute nightmare for punters. I must admit, I can't hardly get my head around it myself. I think Enter the Red is probably the solid each way if you're looking for a no-frills no-nonsense wager in this contest. At least he comes in here in decent form following several decent efforts in competitive handicaps, and quite a few of them in on really testing ground as well, including that run two starts back behind Jalika. Not a bad effort the other day at the Curra when he was keeping on well for pressure in the latter stages from a modest track position. And the fact that he's got form around here on soft ground as well should also stand him in good stead. You could give a whole host, however, chances here. Peace Mission, Louis Leroy, he's complete future icon. She comes here in good order. It really is a head-scratcher for me. I wouldn't recommend any major betting stakes here, but if you gave me a bet, it probably would be Enter the Red, very small each way.
Race 5.
On to race number 5 then, and I've had two bets here today at Fairy House, and this is one of them, and it comes in the shape of Kissing Bubbles from the Edward Lynham stable. Now, this filly made her debut in a very hot maiden at Navan a month ago when she was quite slowly away, but then made good eye-catching progress in the latter stages of that contest to be a never nearer fifth behind Jim Bulger's fairly comfortable winner in the end, Open House. But the feature of that race was the time figure, which was posted by the eventual winner. And it was courtesy of a very strong pace set up by Schubert from the Aidan O'Brien stand. The form of that race has worked out really well. Lots of horses have come out in the mid-pack and have run well subsequently. I'm pretty sure with just normal improvement, then Kissing Bubbles is going to improve quite significantly on that run, albeit it was a decent effort as well. Top of my speed figures, being at a family that love a little bit of cutting the ground, being by Kodiak out of a Barrow Thea mare, from a nice middle draw, I'd expect Kissing Bubbles to go very, very well in race number 5.
Race number 6.
On to the penultimate contest then, and a bit of a tricky one here for punters, but I quite like the chances of Gerard Keane's 11-year-old the Fox Tully. The one thing that this horse does is revel in a mud bath, and it's going to be very testing here today at this County Kildare venue. Third last time out at Galway behind Milana. That form looks pretty solid coming into this contest. And the fact that this horse has won over the track as well has obviously got to be a major point or two his chances. The only slight question mark is that he hasn't won for the best part of 4 years. So, you know, you're asking a lot for him to step up to the plate here today from off the back of such a dry, barren period. But the fact is that it's such a bad race that he's got to go well. So he hasn't been in a race of this poor nature for quite a while. So let's give the Fox Tully another go. And we can back him each way around about the 5-1 mark this morning.
And the final race.
On to the final contest of the day, and I'm saving the best, hopefully till last, because my nap here comes in the shape of Snell Falcon from the Noel Mead stable. A horse with absolutely tons of class, particularly over hurdles. You've only got to go back to his last run over obstacles, last but one run over obstacles, to see him winning a Grade 2 contest at Navan when he lowered the colours of the very classy Lieutenant Colonel. Back in third, of course, is a dig out. So he's obviously very much a progressive type. And off the back of a long layoff, he came out and won at Roscommon towards the back end of August in pretty decisive fashion when he stayed on very well after travelling strongly throughout the majority of the race. So we know he's got plenty of stamina. That ticks that box. We also know he comes in great form on the flats, courtesy of a victory in the Sloane Wallia the other day down in Listowel, a very prestigious race where a lot of trainers earmarked some of their best horses. And he beat Hidden Cyclone quite comfortably in the end, showing a nice turn of foot after travelling well in the hands of Nina Carberry. The fact that Hidden Cyclone going into that contest was rated 94 suggests to me that Noel Mead's charge here off a mark of 92 should at least be very, very competitive in this concluding contest. Obviously, it's a tough handicap and it's going to be more competitive than it was the last day, but he's got all the credentials that you want. He stays well, he's got a good cruising speed, and he handles the conditions, which has got to be tantamount to a massive run here in the final race. So around about 7-4 this morning, Snow Falcon, a confident vote in the final race.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.